Thank you, Fred.
Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Fred?
Yes.
Hey, Fred, how you doing? This is Joey from Local Splash. How's your Wednesday going so far?
It's going good. I'm a little busy right now, but go ahead. Throw me a pitch real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want to, obviously I'll respect your time. Business owners, I get you guys are pretty busy. So the way that it works here, do you have any questions or concerns about like the actual program or what we could do to bring you more business? Anything like that?
I have no idea what it is. I've never heard of you guys. So.
Okay.
I mean,
that's okay.
Is it like an SEO sort of thing?
Yeah. That's why I asked that question, just to make sure, obviously, we're on the same. I'm going to give you the pricing right now. Just looking at, you've been in business for 4 years. Looks like you're covering, is it a 40-mile radius you're typically covering?
I mean, it's kind of hard. Where are you from?
So our company is from, Fountain Valley, California. So
okay.
Closer to Southern California, yeah. But we cover 48 of the 50 United States. So we're very familiar with how territories and things like that work. Sometimes you have a little bit more of a dense population rather than yours maybe a little bit more rural. So is that what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, if you look me up on Google Maps, my shop's in Newman Lake.
Okay.
And so when I say like 40 miles, I mean, it's like 40 miles. I hit Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene's the city next to us. And then we got Spokane and Spokane Valley as well. And so kind of the whole Coeur d'Alene, Spokane Valley.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. I see Spokane, Town and Country, Spokane Valley, Liberty Lake, things like that, right?
Yeah.
You kind of run that whole strip. Okay. So the way that, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think you already know what we do just because I'm looking at your Google business profile and you guys have done a great job. I mean, you have 21 reviews. You know, you're only at a 3.3 stars, but that's something that we can definitely help you with and get those numbers up. But it looks like you guys are already on Google. Really what we're doing is this, Fred. We are going to take your Google business profile and we are going to rank your business directly on the first page of Google, and you get to choose up to 15 different jobs that you want to be found for. So basically, you let us know what jobs you want somebody to search for, and then we're going to make sure that your business is the one that's popping up directly on the first page. Now, as far as the reviews go, we can definitely help you with those as well. But you guys already done a great job. I mean, 21, that's a good amount of work. I mean, are you the one that kind of manages your Google business profile, or do you have somebody kind of helping you out with it, or is it just natural?
Yeah, my girlfriend helps me.
She does. Okay.
He helps me with that, but I mean, it's just pretty much just been the two of us running the ads and the Google stuff and all that. So
nice. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then, like I said, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty familiar with how marketing works. Really what you're doing is that you would be hiring us to take care of all of that for you. And we've been in business for the last 19 years. We're obviously, our company name is Local Splash, and we are a premier channel partner for Google. So Google has three partnerships. You have member, partner, and then premier partner. So we're actually a premier partner, which is what allows us to work with only one company per industry, per area. So we can only work with, basically, if we work with you, Fred, we will not and cannot work with anybody else. And that is what allows us to get you directly on the first page of Google and choosing up to those 15 different jobs. Now, obviously, you guys do, you know, tree cutting services. But in an example, you know, you got tree care services, tree removal, tree pruning, tree trimming, right? So these are all keywords that we would use so that anytime somebody types it. Okay. I just want to make sure I was obviously clear on that portion of it. So the pricing is pretty straightforward as well, right? There's no contracts with our company, and you are able to cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. So in your area, we can actually cover up to a 50-mile radius, and looking at where you're at right now, as an example, if you're a little worried as to where your shop is and doing like a 40-mile radius from there, we can actually use the zip code over in Spokane and then do like a 50 or 40-mile radius from there where it has a little bit more of a denser population. If you are looking at that, you're typically, it's going to run you around like $499 a month. But because you've been in business for only 4 years, anybody under 5 years, we are able to apply new in business credits. And that's what you were transferred over to me for. So I'm actually going to go ahead and apply those. So it would just be only $249 a month. So basically for $249 a month, what you're getting is you are going to get yourself everything I just mentioned to you via Google, but we'll also make sure that you're submitted to like the top five directories. So obviously that's Google, but it's also Facebook. It's also Yelp. It's also Bing. It's also Apple. And what we do is that I know it's you and your, So I know it's you and your girlfriend doing it. Basically you would have an entire team dedicated to doing nothing but one, ranking your business on Google, but also making sure that you're submitted to those directories. We handle all the content creation for you guys online, so you don't have to ever worry about that. We also make sure, and you know how most people are using their phones rather than like searching on like a physical computer.
Yeah,
so that's part of the optimization. So what our team does is that we will make sure that your business is popping up no matter what. If they're searching on an iPhone, Android, tablet, laptop, I mean, you name it, we make sure you guys are basically popping up. I also saw that you guys have a website, which is cool. It's, let's see, it's just loading up right now. Did you build this website yourself, or did you have somebody build it for you?
Yeah, we built it ourselves.
Nice. Okay, cool. Let's see here. How do you guys like it? You guys like it? Looks good.
You know, it's all right. I mean, we got a deal on there where you can click on it and go straight to our, it'll send us an email for,
Like a contact us page type of deal.
Yeah.
You have a video on here.
Yeah.
Yep. I see that.
And, we run it through GoDaddy.
Yeah. I saw that.
And I'm not really a huge fan, of how it's kind of been connected with the email and all that, but
yeah,
that's kind of neither here nor there. It does get us business, though.
So. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, between me and you, I'll be honest. I used to work for GoDaddy, so I was part of their. Yeah, I was part of the sales department, so I am extremely familiar with how GoDaddy works. Not a bad company. It's just what ends up happening is the reason I ended up leaving was because they kind of had like a nickel and dime service where, you know, they charge you for every little thing that you do. You know, you have to pay for the hosting package. You have to pay for the security for the hosting package. You have to pay for the SSLs. I'm like, man. And if they build the website for you, then you have to pay them to build the website. And then in order to make any changes, edits, and updates to it, you got to pay for that as well. So I could probably
that's honestly why we don't really have many videos on our website is because they charge you and they go through a third party site, you know.
Yep.
And so the work that we do is actually really cool and it makes really good video content and so
absolutely.
Yeah, so we
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I actually watch videos of like people cutting down trees. Some of them are funnier, and some are just like professional people just doing it. But you know, I see people like wiggling around all the way at the top. I'm like, I don't know how. I do not know how somebody could just go up there and do that and just have the tree wiggling and like almost falling off. I'm like, oh man, that's a dangerous job, man. Yeah, shout out to you guys for sure. But
hey, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason I brought that up, it wasn't for any reason. It's because if you have a website, then great. We can use that. Once we rank your business on the first page of Google, you're going to automatically get a lot of organic traffic. Like if you're with GoDaddy and you have them do like marketing or, you know, SEO for your website, then they charge you an arm and a leg. What I can do for you is I can actually include the website for you. It'd be a one-time fee. It'd be a $99 charge. That's it. And then what our team does is that we will build you a brand new website, manage it for you, maintain it for you. We will make all the changes, edits, and updates for you. No problem. No questions asked. You guys have the ability to log into the website if you ever wanted to. If you log into the website, you can make your own changes.
I actually have Marissa, my girlfriend, here with me. I want you to start that pitch over again so she can hear it.
You want to put her on female speakerphone?
Yeah, we're on speakerphone.
And her name was Marissa?
Yeah, she's right here.
Okay. Hey, Marissa, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Marissa. How you doing? My name is Joey. with the local splash, and obviously I was speaking with Fred. Did you hear anything so far? I can repeat it, but I don't want to.
Just start with the website stuff.
Okay, perfect. So you guys are currently with GoDaddy right now, and I was just telling Fred that I used to work for GoDaddy. Actually, the last job prior to this one was at GoDaddy, and I do know that there's kind of like a nickel and dime service that's there. So what I was offering you guys, since you were with GoDaddy, or currently are, I can include a website for you guys. It's a $99 like setup fee. After the $99 is a one-time charge, that's it. We will take care of everything else for you guys. So what that means is we will build you a brand new website. We will manage the website for you. We will edit the website for you. We'll make all the changes for you guys as well. You guys have creative input. We have an option here as we're building it. You guys can log in at any time. You can make your own changes if you ever wanted to. You guys already own a domain name. So we got professionaltreecarenw.com. You guys can keep that domain name, get rid of everything else with GoDaddy as far as website goes, and just have us rebuild it for you. It'll be $99, and then it will be then all the changes that we would make. We would actually include it in the monthly charge that we're going to help you guys out with for the Google marketing. So it won't be anything additional on a month-to-month basis off of the Google. It would just be the one-time $99 charge.
Huh. So when you do that, can we put like our pictures on there, how we have our pictures on our website?
We actually recommend that. So we sometimes work with companies that are brand new, they don't have anything, and we'll just put like generic stuff up there, but we encourage them to say, hey, when you get pictures and videos, please let us know, send it to us, because that's what people want to see. Like, you can send us all the videos and pictures that you guys have, and we can load that into a gallery on your website, on your new website, so that people are able to see it. So yes, we actually do recommend that you do that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually sounds kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's one more thing that's included as well, but before I move on to that next one, Marissa, did you have any questions or concerns, or you want me to elaborate on anything here for you?
No, it sounds good.
Okay. So the last thing is I saw that you guys have a Facebook connection on the website, and then when I click on it, it takes me to your Facebook page, which is perfect. Do you guys do any marketing on your Facebook page right now, or are you just like making posts? Like, are you paying for actual marketing?
We don't pay. No, we don't pay for it.
Got it. Okay, no problem. What we will do is that we will do that for you then. So the Facebook page that I'm looking at here, your business profile, we will be we'll connect to it, and then we'll actually start doing paid advertisements. It does not change the $249 a month for the Google marketing, for the website, and also for the Facebook advertisement. It's all going to be $249 a month. But what we do is, the same way that we market yourself on Google, how we're ranking your business on the first page for those keywords, we're going to do the same optimization on your Facebook page. The only difference is, like, let's say somebody types in tree trimming services, and they don't make a decision. That person will then go back, let's say they go back to their Facebook page, and as they start scrolling, we're going to start showing them your business's advertisements. They don't have to be friends with you. They don't have to know you guys exist. Like, right now you have 127 followers. So, like, if you make a post, you're only posting to the 127 people that are there. But with this, we'll cover a 50-mile, or I guess you guys are doing 40. We could cover a 40-mile radius. Anybody within 40 miles that are searching or talking about anything tree-related, we're going to start showing them your advertisements. Once we show them your advertisement, it's customized, so we'll let them know, hey, we saw that you were looking for tree trimming services. Well, we have Professional Tree Care NW that can do that. They'll have a click-to-call button right then and there. They can visit your Facebook page that also, I see, has a call now button on there too. And then we'll also funnel them to your new website and also to your Google business profile. So really, those are the three major ways that we'll funnel more business to you guys. And that's what helps you guys stay consistent on a month-to-month basis. And like I was telling Marissa, if you can still hear me, like I was telling Fred, I know it's kind of you guys' joint effort doing this. Now you would have an entire team dedicated to quite literally doing nothing but making sure that we're bringing more business to you guys, and you guys have full access to it. So before I move any further, any questions or concerns or anything you want me to elaborate on now?
So when you're talking the 40-mile thing, can we target specific areas? Like, we want to get more, well, our shop's in Newman Lake, and
okay.
we've been wanting to get more work in Coeur d'Alene, because our house, we actually live in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
And so, we kind of wanted to do more targeting in Coeur d'Alene, and we like Spokane Valley too, don't get me wrong, like, that's our hub. We get a lot of work in Spokane Valley. But yeah, so can we target areas specifically?
We can target areas specifically. I'm going to be upfront with you. We can't target like gaps. And what I mean by that is like, you got Liberty Lake next to you guys, right? So let's say we mm-hmm. want to target Liberty Lake. We also can't target, you know, Highland or Lions, which is completely on the other, like on the, west side of Spokane. You get what I'm saying? We can do
yeah.
areas. So like, let's say you guys are crushing it in Spokane and you want to do it more towards a different area. All we'll do is that we'll pick that area and we'll use that as a 40 mile radius. So that way you're automatically already touching Spokane because you guys are doing great there. And then you'll also be doing an area where you're not as well known. And then this will actually be a great way to get you guys well known in that area. Let's say a year from now, you guys are doing great there. We can then move the zip code to a different area and then kind of, that's how most people do it.
Okay. Okay. That answers my question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And honestly, the last thing is just to button this up is, we make sure, and especially yourself, Marissa, we can add you as an administrative contact on the account. It gives you free rein to do what you want. We have a account manager that will get you logged into. You have your own username and password. We are a company that will show you everything that we're doing, right? If you're investing the $249, you got to make sure you know where that money's going. Inside of that account manager, it'll show you how many people are viewing all of your profiles, how many people are clicking on your profiles, who's clicking on it, where they're calling you from. So you'll have a full range. You can log into it every day, every week, every month, and you'll see exactly what we're doing on a month-to-month basis, okay? So we obviously make sure we get you guys logged into that as well. So, I mean, because this is all month-to-month, Fred, no contracts. Yeah. Obviously, you guys can cancel in any time. Is this something that you guys are willing to do? That way we can at least, you know, prove it to you?
Does that price stay locked?
That price is 100% locked, yes. So that's the main reason as to why we have it structured that way. That $249 will be the rest of your life. It would never go up and never go down. So today it would be, if you wanted the website, it would be $348 today. And then every month after that is only $249 locked in.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so what do we do from here?
It's very simple. So everything I've told you, it has to be in writing because we're a premier channel partner for Google. So I'm going to get a little bit of information from you guys. I'll get some information that we're going to need for our team. We will, if you guys are looking to obviously do this today, we'll close out today. Once it's closed out, that means that we will not call anybody else in that area, so the position is yours. And then we'll schedule you an interview. It's about a 30-minute interview, and then they dive deep into the Google, they dive deep into the website, and then they dive deep into the Facebook advertisements too. So that's pretty much it. Yeah. You want to move forward?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's move forward.
All right, let's do it, Fred. So first things first is obviously we have your name is Fred, but is that your full name? Is it short for something? What's the full name?
My full name's Frederick.
Okay, you want to spell that?
Yeah, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K.
F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, perfect. And is it okay if I still call you Fred, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And, Fred, what's your last name?
Taylor. T-A-Y-L-O-R.
All right. And what is a good, well, I guess the email address that I see here is fredtaylor@professionaltreecarenw.com. Is that okay to use, or do you want me to use something else?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. And the phone number that your clients will reach you, 208-528-1040. Is that okay?
Yeah. 582.
Yep. I have 582-1040.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's one. Okay, sorry. I don't know if I said something different, but if I did, I apologize. Yes, I do have 582. I'm dyslexic sometimes, so that I appreciate you correcting. All right, now the address for your business. You did say you had a location. We got 25011 East Trent Ave in Newman Lake, Washington 99025. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And I'll get the zip code that you want to be found in.
It's
a suite.
Does it matter if we're in a suite or not? Does that even matter?
Nah, it doesn't really matter, to be honest with you. I could put the suite down if you like, but
you're just doing that for location purposes.
Well, yeah, I'm doing this for, yeah, so because Google is going to verify, obviously, you guys are a legitimate business, so, but you guys already have a Google business profile, so, but, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
All right, perfect. Now, the fun part is, so remember, you get to choose 15 different keywords or phrases. You don't have to know all of them right now. If you have any of them off of the top of your head, of any of the jobs that you guys want to be found for, we can go through them now. And then whenever we schedule that interview with our team, you guys can do the rest of them later. So what jobs or what keywords do you want to be found for?
Yeah, tree trimming, tree pruning, tree removal, tree felling. What else? Fire safety.
Fire safety like what?
Like fire mitigation.
Okay. Fire mitigation.
So, yeah. Which I say fire safety because not a lot of people really know what fire mitigation is. They don't.
Yeah.
That's not something that people think of to type because they just. Yeah. They just don't
I'll
know.
Do,
the
I'll
name
do. I'll do both.
Know.
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. And just to give you an idea, so what our team is going to do, and it's okay to be generic, our team will look, let's say tree trimming, right? They're going to look at tree trimming as a keyword, and then they'll find the top ranking keyword in that category, and we're going to use that specific key term in order to rank your business on the first page. So they'll do the hard work for us. We just got to get the generic ones, I guess you would say. So I did put fire safety and mitigation, so we're good there. Anything else that you can think of?
So you got tree care. We do land clearing.
Land clearing. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you guys also do commercial and residential or one or the other? How do you guys?
Yeah, we do commercial, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if I told you this, but we can actually get you found for either commercial or residential, or we can do a mixture of both, as long as you are capable of doing commercial work, because you're going to get calls, and if you guys can't, then it's not going to look good. So if you guys can do commercial and residential, we can get you found for both. Do you want me to add both of them?
Why don't we just stick with the residential for now? I don't want to... We're a pretty small company. I don't want to be out of, you know, I don't want to dive in.
Bite off more than you can chew type of deal.
Yeah.
Okay. That's totally fine. If you guys ever change your mind or if you guys ever are in a position where you're like, I can handle some commercials, actually not bad. Call us and we can add those keywords for you then. Okay. But we'll stick it to residential for now.
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Any more that you can think of? If not, totally fine. I think we got a good amount here.
What do you got so far?
All right, what I got so far is tree trimming, pruning, removal, felling. We got the fire safety and mitigation. I did put in anything tree cutting related. I put land clearing, and then I also did residential only for now.
Okay, that'll work.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And Fred, are you guys currently licensed or insured, or are you both?
Yeah, we're both.
Licensed and insured, perfect. And we're going to do the marketing for the Facebook. So I just grabbed your Facebook page, and we're going to send that to them. And we are building that new website for you as well, right?
Do you want to do that, Marissa? Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now the zip code that you want to be, I could Google it for you too. Google it. So
we still, when we switch over, I got one question about the website thing. Are we still going to own that domain name?
You will own the domain name. Yes, 100%. It's yours. Okay. You pay for it. I would recommend obviously shutting once. It only takes 7 to 14 days to build your website. So it'll be up really quick.
Uh-huh.
Once we build it, you guys are satisfied. I would log into your GoDaddy account. And if you've already paid for it for a while, then maybe you could keep it. But I would say get rid of everything but the domain name. The domain name you want to keep forever. That's yours.
Okay. Cool, yeah, because we actually been wanting to get rid of GoDaddy, so that worked out really good.
Any time I can guide somebody, I guess you would say, away from GoDaddy, I typically do because it's better values other places. But all right,
awesome.
Now, yeah, absolutely. So okay, so you were saying about the area. Can you repeat that one more time? Where did you want to – do you have the zip code to that area that you were talking about where you wanted to be found a little bit more in?
Let's – you got it, Marissa? 83814, is that it?
It's 83.
Yeah, 83814.
Okay. And you guys are good with a 40-mile radius?
Yes. Well, I mean, you know –
we could do 50.
It's kind of hard. No,
or
it's
less.
Kind of hard because are you placing that as like the central?
Yeah, that would pretty much be like the central spot. Yeah.
Why don't we just stick with the zip code at the shop for now and see what
okay.
that does?
We could do that.
And then, yeah, because see the thing is with Coeur d'Alene is I mean, sure it's a city. But, I mean, there is a lot of rural around Coeur d'Alene it makes it, for doing bids and doing stuff like that, it's there's a lot of driving involved, you know.
I see. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. So you guys want to stick with the 99025 then?
Yeah, because that's more, honestly, Spokane, that is more urban, it's more city.
Yep.
And that's where
I
we
see
get
that.
The better work at.
Got it. Perfect. No problem at all.
So
that's exactly what we'll do.
If we do end up picking up work in Coeur d'Alene, awesome. And maybe we can target it later, like you said.
Okay.
I like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That seems smart.
Yep. Yeah. I like to share any – I've been in this industry for 10 years. I've been with this company for 5. And, you know, I talk to a lot of business owners, and they have really good ideas. And every time they have a good idea, I always share that down the line. So all the stuff that I'm giving you is basically what most successful business owners typically do. So – and it usually works out for them. So, yeah, I think that's perfect. All right, so let me update this. Okay, so I'm going to save the card number now, and then I'm going to read you off a voice verification. Once I go through the voice verification with you, then we'll process it because we want to make sure that obviously we're all on the same page, and we're going to want to lock you into that $249 a month as well. So I'm going to make sure I go through that with you. The card you're going to use, this is going to be a tax write-off. Okay, so if you have a business card, we do recommend using that to keep things simple for you. If not, totally fine. Any other debit or credit card will work too. But the address for the card you guys are going to use, is it the 25011 East Trent Ave, or is it different?
Let me get – do you have my wallet? Oh, here it is. Is the card still at the address, the shop, or did I change it? I'm not sure right now, man. To tell the truth,
it's gonna yell at us. We can try the shop address. If that doesn't work, and it yells at us, we could just do your home address or like whatever. Unless you know it now, obviously I'm happy to. Corrected, but
when I got those checks, where did I get those checks sent to? Did I get them sent to the P.O. box, or did I get them sent? I think it still is the shop.
Is it? All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We could try. I'll let you know if it yells at us and saying that it's incorrect.
Okay.
And we'll just probably get your address or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, because
right.
If it's not the shop, then it's my house.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, it's a 50-50, so let's see if we get it right. Type of card, Fred, that you're going to use, is it Master, Visa, Discover? What type?
It's a MasterCard.
Master. Okay. And whenever you're in a safe location, we're going to do the card number, expiration, and then the 3 digits on the back. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay. It's 5133-9600-0037-7956.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Expiration?
The expiration is 0825.
Okay.
And the security number is 368.
Perfect. All right, let me go ahead and update that. Okay, I am going to redraw that voice verification. It is basically, it's just going to go over everything we kind of talked about, so might reiterate a couple of things there. But like I said, if you have any questions or concerns while I'm going through it, just let me know. And then that way I'll just elaborate a little bit more for you then, okay? You guys ready?
Yep, ready.
All right, here we go. So, Fred, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Professional Tree Care NW.
All right, and please state your name and title within the business.
Frederick Taylor. Owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, we want to make sure that we do the result as fast as possible. So we're going to send you a text message, and I'm going to send all this to you in writing via email as well. So as long as you have access to that email, we're good. The number that we're going to want you to save, I'll send you a text. It's going to be an 877 number. That's going to be our main headquarter number. So that's the one that we're going to call you from. That's the one that I'm going to call you from, the whole nine yards. So we're going to make sure that you guys have that. If we call, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's just to move the needle forward. You're a business owner. We get it. You may not answer on the first call. Totally fine. Just give us a call whenever you get a chance, and then that way we can go over whatever it is that we need to go over. If there's something that's needed from Google, then okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, obviously, your initial payment, your setup, that'd be today. That'd be 327 of 24, an amount of 348, which includes the $99 for just that one-time charge for your website and everything else included. Now, your second payment every month will be automatic. It'll be the 27th of every single month. It'll be only $249, okay? So it'll be $249 next month, so on and so forth, all the way for the remainder of your career here with us. Never going to go up. It's never going to go down. Now, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. It's going to be the exact same 877 number we're going to send you. It's the same number we call from. It's the same number you call. All you have to do is give us a call. You can, I'll make sure that you have my direct extension as well. And then I'll also make sure that you guys have the ability to even text. So if you guys feel comfortable just shooting me a quick text for a question, I, am happy to do that. It's a little bit easier for me because I'm usually on the phone doing exactly this. So if you need a quick question answered, just shoot me a text message and I can obviously get you guys taken care of there. But, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and process this now. And then once I do process it, let's go here. All right, and then once I do process this and it goes green, that means that we are going to stop the calls. But in the time being, while this is going through, and it's going to check to see if that is going to go through with the address. Let's do that again, actually. The 30-minute interview that we're going to do with your team, when is a good time? Do you want me to look at today? Do you want me to look at tomorrow? What are you guys thinking? Takes about 30 minutes.
Probably today.
Okay.
A little later today, probably. Let me see what time it is.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the calendar, right? I'm actually looking at the calendar right now, so give me 1 second. Okay, so today we can do in an hour. We could do 2 p.m. Actually, the only availability we have is 2 p.m. Tomorrow we're pretty open. And the latest we could ever do it is 3.
Okay, let's do it tomorrow at 3.
Tomorrow at 3. Okay. Let me get you in there now before it fills up. So bear with me one moment here. Fred, that address was correct. So if you guys ever want to remember what address is connected to that card, it is your business, not the home address. So we were right on a 50-50. We should play the lottery.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me go ahead and get you. So you should get a text message here in a minute, and then you'll also get an email basically showcasing everything we did. I'm locking you guys in for tomorrow. That's going to be 3 p.m. I don't know how you guys typically remember your appointments, but we are going to send you a text message. We'll also send you an email kind of reminding you of our appointment tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It'll be anywhere between 3 and 3:15. Just remember, at that time, they're going to go through, like, the nitty-gritty. So Marissa wants to be on the account and on that call, it's actually recommended because they go through a lot of information. So if both of you guys are there, if both of you guys are handling it, we do recommend doing that. So do you want Marissa on this account as an administrative contact?
What was that? I'm sorry.
I apologize. I think you were saying something too. I was just asking if do you want Marissa as an administrative contact on the account?
Yes.
You do? Okay. All right, let me add her. And then all I need is her cell phone number and that's it.
She doesn't have a cell phone right now.
Okay, that's okay. Do you want me to just put the same number?
Yeah, put the same number, that's fine.
Okay.
We can change it later, can't we?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal, obviously, but we'll change it later, but I will add her in as a administrative contact here. So that way, if she ever calls, she just has to give her name, and then we'll be able to get her squared away here. So, okay, you're locked in tomorrow at 3 p.m., and you are all set there. Everything else, I don't know if I told you, but it did go green on our side. That stops the calls. Congratulations, Fred. I'm very, very excited for you guys in your business, especially the area that you guys are in. You guys done great already on Google. You guys have a lot of reviews. So we're really, really happy to work with you guys. Do you have any questions or concerns, or is there anything else that you may need from us?
Yeah, so you said you try to fix the bad reviews.
Yeah, so what we do is we obviously we're partners with Google. So Google has their own rules and regulations. Google, we can't like remove a bad review, but we can, you know, help you with those reviews. And what we mean by that is that we have, when you talk to the team tomorrow, ask them about it and let them know that's one of your concerns, if it's a concern, and we can send you emails and cookie cutters to send out to clients that you know that you did a good job, and it's very simple. Sometimes it's a text message that says, hey, I know we just did your tree last week, wondering how everything is going, and if you can leave me a review. We put a little link there. They say, yeah, everything was great. They click on the link. It takes them directly to your Google business profile. They just type, hey, everything was great, love them, perfect, 5-star, safe. And then once we start getting enough of those, we start burying the bad reviews. So we do have some tips and tricks that we 100% can help you with management as far as your reputation online for sure. So absolutely, yes. Bring that up tomorrow when you talk to them.
Yeah, because the only bad reviews we've ever gotten was literally from people that we've had to let go from our company.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not even clients. Those are tough because if they work with you and they leave a review, Google looks at that as like a service that you guys were offering and they ended up, you know, leaving a bad review.
Yeah.
Some of them we actually have successfully removed where it's like they weren't part of your company, they weren't a client, they had absolutely nothing to do with you, and we can submit that to Google and Google looks at that as like, yeah, I mean, this person shouldn't have left a review, and then sometimes they do remove it, but it's a very fine line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah, for sure.
Oh man, what are you going to do? Hey, but the good news is that the bad reviews are from people that you used to work with, which means All we got to do is just get some good reviews of actual clients, and that's what people see, right? People are going to start seeing all those five or four stars coming in, and that's really the most important part. So we will help you with that, Fred. No problem.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Right. Anything else? Man.
No, that's
or for Marissa.
Much it.
I don't know.
So,
yeah.
You got any questions, Marissa?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we are good to go. I'm going to send you another text message here with my information on there. If you ever want to respond, text back. You'll have my email. You'll have my direct extension. You know, even though I'm not the one that's, like, physically doing the stuff, I want to make sure you guys know that I am available for you, even if you want to just have a quick conversation about your business or marketing and things like that. So I'll help you out as much as I could. We do a white glove service here. We definitely want to prove that to you. So if you guys don't have any other questions or concerns, Fred, it was an absolute pleasure speaking with you guys. Hey, Marissa, if you can hear me, thank you so much. Nice meeting you guys. You guys have yourself a great rest of your day. No problem. Take care.
Cool. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Bye.